When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're going international.
I don't speak Hungarian.
Me either. FBI.
And getting some medical attention.
Davey, Pravesh, ER stat.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, September 21st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Tobias Menzies, who played Prince Philip on The Crown, wasn't at Sunday's Emmy Awards, where he won Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama, but on social media Monday, he thanked the Academy and his nominees and dedicated his win to one of them, the late Michael K. Williams, who was found dead in his Brooklyn apartment on Labor Day. On Twitter, Menzies said, quote, "His performance as Omar in The Wire is one of the great screen performances. He will be deeply missed." Williams was nominated this year for Lovecraft Country. And just like that, maybe just for now, Carrie and Big seem to be in a good place. HBO Max dropped a new teaser of its programming slate, giving us a glimpse at several upcoming Max originals, including the highly anticipated Sex and the City revival, and Just Like That. The short clip sees Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis, and Cynthia Nixon attending an event together, looking glam, naturally, before transitioning to footage of Parker's Carrie and Chris Noth's Mr. Big washing dishes and canoodling in the kitchen together. You can check out the footage at EW.com. While you're there, Virgin River fans will want to check out another Big proposal. Stars Alexandra Breckenridge and Martin Henderson spoofed their big wedding proposal moment from the season 3 finale to announce that their romance show has been renewed for seasons 4 and 5 on Netflix. In an Instagram post, Henderson, who plays Jack Sheridan on the series, gets down on one knee and then this.
There's something I've been really wanting to ask you.
Oh my gosh, what? No. What is it?
Let me get this right. Do you want to do season 4?
Yes, I do. I've been meaning to ask you, do you want to do a season 5?
Oh my god.
Very cheeky stuff. No word yet on when season 4 will debut, but it could be a while. Season 3 of the series premiered just 2 months ago. Anthony Johnson, an actor and comedian best known for his work in the movies Friday and House Party, has died at the age of 55. The cause of death wasn't disclosed at this time. Johnson, who was born in Compton, California, began his career performing stand-up in the 90s. He continued to practice stand-up even as his acting credits became more prominent on the big screen. In addition to 1990's House Party and 1995's Friday, Johnson's credits included other 90s films like Menace to Society, Lethal Weapon 3, and I Got the Hookup. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now let's cross over to our number three pick for today, CBS's FBI franchise. Producer Dick Wolf has built yet another TV procedural universe with new spinoff FBI International debuting tonight. The series premiere will form one-third of a three-part crossover with FBI and FBI Most Wanted, both of which kick off new seasons tonight. First up, on FBI, the team investigates the death of a young woman killed on her way home from a lavish yacht party. Then, on Most Wanted, the local case turns into a manhunt for the dangerous leader of a far-reaching criminal enterprise. It all comes to a head in the FBI International premiere as Isabel Castile enlists an FBI team based in Budapest to help capture an American fugitive in Croatia. Here's a preview for the whole affair.
Guys, there are people on this list from all over the world. The case begins with seeing OA, my character,
feel like he maybe has missed something, like he has made a mistake, and he doesn't like making mistakes. So we get to just follow his story of redemption into Most Wanted.
And it gets deeper, and it gets darker, and it gets kind of stranger, and it gets multi-layered, and kind of out of nowhere pops Kristen Gaines.
She trusts her gut, she follows her instincts.
Why would she leave without taking her phone?
She wouldn't.
Things start to get out of hand for the FBI Most Wanted about halfway through the show.
And what about the third person?
In Budapest, of all places.
I don't speak Hungarian.
Yeah, me either. FBI.
So basically, Tuesday nights on CBS now belong to the FBI, as all three series will continue airing back to back to back going forward. It all begins with FBI's season 4 premiere tonight at 8, followed by Most Wanted at 9 and International at 10.
Number 2.
Keeping the fall TV content rolling, our number 2 pick today is another new high-concept drama on Fox, Our Kind of People. Executive produced by Lee Daniels, the series follows Angela Vaughn, a strong-willed single mom who discovers a dark secret about her own mother's past. That secret will take her into the Martha's Vineyard enclave of Oak Bluffs, a historical stronghold for the rich and powerful black elite. Angela will be thrown into a world of wealth and glamour, as well as the crosshairs of two powerful families, as she sets out to reclaim her family's name. Here's a very dramatic preview.
Our sisterhood is sacred.
Many are called,
but few are chosen.
I nominate Angela Vaughn.
I would be honored to be in this sisterhood.
These women are activists in white gloves, honey.
I just need to show her that I'm a serious businesswoman, not some ratchet chick from Boston.
But you are.
We are black excellence.
Membership has always been a dream. I think I'd be a great fit.
Well, if you keep that passion, you might make the cut.
We're two sides of the same coin.
Two very different sides of the same coin.
You might want to pull that trailer up on YouTube to get a look at the very glamorous world and stars of this show. The cast includes Chicago Med's Yaya DaCosta, The Resident's Morris Chestnut, and Empire's Ryan Nicole Brown, among others. You can get acquainted with Our Kind of People starting tonight at 9 on Fox.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Before becoming an actress, Our Kind of People star Yaya DaCosta competed on what reality show in the early 2000s? Survivor, The Amazing Race, or America's Next Top Model? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Last Wednesday marked the start of National Hispanic Heritage Month, and we will be celebrating Latinx art all month long with a special video series on EW social media and EW.com. To help kick things off, here's Station 19 star Jaina Lee Ortiz, who spoke to EW for the series and answered the question, what you watching?
I am currently watching Ted Lasso, Physical, The Chair, 9 Perfect Strangers. I mean, there's so much to watch. Oh, my ultimate, probably my all-time favorite show is The Handmaid's Tale. I love The Handmaid's Tale. It's ridiculous, but I love deep, intense dramas. Kind of dark and twisty. I love shows that make me laugh and cry and shows that keep me wanting more and asking questions right after it finishes. Like, I also love to binge episode back to back to back to back. I can talk. I mean, there's so many.
You know what? She's right. There indeed are. The Handmaid's Tale is expected to return for season 5 next year. As always, you can find previous seasons on Hulu. And you can see Ortiz in Station 19 when the drama returns next Thursday, September 30th, on ABC. And now let's check back into our number one pick, The Resident. The Fox medical drama returns for season 5 tonight, and there's one big question on everyone's mind. How will the show deal with Emily Van Camp's exit? The actress, who's played Nick Nevin on The Resident since its debut, was reported to be leaving the series last month. Previews have hinted at a tragic exit for Nick, with police showing up at Conrad's door, but you'll have to tune in to see how it plays out. Elsewhere on the season premiere, an attack by cyber criminals sends the Chastain ER into a tailspin as Kit tries to figure out whether or not to pay the demanded ransom. Meanwhile, the Raptor deals with a personal connection to the patients brought into the ER during the attack. Conrad works on balancing life as a new dad, and Devon and Leela debate taking the next step in their relationship. Here's a clip from the premiere.
So how about you stay at my place tonight? That's two full nights in a row.
Devon!
What? You don't think everyone doesn't know about us already?
I don't want to be looked at that way at work.
What way?
Like the girlfriend.
Okay. I get that. Well, we'll keep talking about it, right?
Fine. Your place.
No. I mean moving in together. And enough of this back and forth.
I like my place.
And I like mine. But if we put our money together, we can get something special. I can wake up to you every single day.
Davey, Prevetch, ER, stat. 5 traumas headed the Chastain. Multiple victims, car versus charity, 5K.
Wasn't Dr. Austin doing a 5K today?
Oh, so much drama is in store. You can catch the season premiere of The Resident tonight at 8 on Fox. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Our Kind of People star Yahya DaCosta competed on what reality show in the early 2000s? Survivor, The Amazing Race, or America's Next Top Model? You could say she got a fashionably late start as an actress. The answer is America's Next Top Model. DaCosta was the runner-up on the show's third season in 2004, finishing second behind Eva Pigford. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.